This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is, Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. We're slightly late because of another power outage, nothing to do about it. Fix the problem. We should be fine now. But that is life, and we're rolling with it, rolling with the punches. Let me not waste any more time, though. Last week, I started a conversation, and we also had slight technical issues last week. Anyway, and we started a conversation with Taryn Davis. She's an incredible mom. I mean, even just this morning, again, I was speaking to her, and yes, she has three children, Aaliyah, Natalie, Leora, and they were all three born prematurely. Aaliyah especially, he was born referred to as a microprem, and we really spoke about that quite a lot. And again, he currently is in the hospital, and she, again, when you speak to her, and you'll hear just now that it is incredible how just resilient she is. There's reasons, and she also spoke to us about it last week, her faith, the support that she has. So there's lots of, wonderful things in her life, and which she obviously focuses on, but it is just an incredible thing to experience. So Taryn, I'm so happy to have you join today again to continue this conversation. If you missed our conversation last week, please don't despair. You can go listen to it as a podcast on highfm.com. It is available where you can hear the start of this conversation that we spoke about. Taryn, you are on mute. So I hope you're going to be unmuting yourself soon so that we can have a chat. Taryn, are you there? While I'm waiting, I will continue with just recapping a little bit of last week. Conversation. Taryn, can you hear me? Okay. Just making sure she can hear me. I apparently not. last week, again, like I said, we were speaking so much about, and I mean, speaking about Aaliyah, he was born at weighing like 540 grams. It is very tiny. I don't even think anyone can really, it looks like a baby doll, how small he was. His diapers was as big as like a post-it note, like if even that big. It is minute. She was talking about how his skin was so fragile initially that they were not even allowed to touch him. He's older now, and he's not completely healthy, hence why he is in the hospital at the moment. But it is so many challenges. I am just amazed at how someone can be so resilient. Taryn, can you hear me? Hi, how are you?
Yes, hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem. No, I was just talking about, again, your resilience through this whole process of having babies born prematurely, and even currently being at the hospital chatting with me. again, maybe just a recap. What do you feel helps you through these times? Because again, you sound so, I mean, for lack of a better word, positive. You're like really focusing on what you have. And in my head, I'm like thinking, how is this still possible? How are you not crumbling?
Very short. Just thank God. Thank God. Just know where you are. Know that you have amazing support system. Just take one step at a time and breathe.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. And I'm feeding off that energy. I think we all are. It's just amazing because we're not talking, I mean, each of us could say stuff like that in a small, we're talking here, this is years we're talking, that you're still managing to keep the faith, thanking God for all of this, which is great, which is the way it should be, obviously. But it's not that obvious. It's hard. And as a mom, I mean, do you feel feelings like, I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm saying this now, but how do you deal with the feelings of that guilt and fear and wondering how with, is there physically something you're doing?
You can't go down that tunnel. If you go into a place that, oh my gosh, it's depressing. Why are we walking into this place? Why did God put me here? Does he not like me? Why are we coming in for an MRI and landing up sleeping over for more? You have to just say, thank God, and say, okay, you have to. Otherwise, if you don't stay positive, if you don't have the support, you will go down that dark tunnel and you can't come out.
But I mean, it's easy. I mean, for me, I'm now thinking like last night, my head sometimes works on overdrive in the middle of the night. Sometimes, especially when I'm stressed out, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm focusing on that. Do you have like thank God I'm trying to think of like positive things, and it's difficult for me to get out of that spiral. Do you have like a meditation? Maybe, I don't know, you drink coffee, maybe you watch a lot of series.
I'm already on 2 cups of tea, plus you can hear I'm in a coffee shop, so third one's on its way. I think I'm always like wide awake because of my kids are always like waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like you're never not out of that. I think no parent is out of that, be it a neonatal or not. Like 3 o'clock in the morning, if a parent hears a child cry, you're there. Yeah. No matter how old the child is.
Yeah. So my next question, because last week we spoke a bit about like when you now finally, I mean, Ilya, he was in hospital for 4 or 5 months, you were saying, a very long time. And again, I was trying to paint a picture earlier so that people understand, because it's, if you haven't experienced this, it's difficult to relate. But I mean, for me personally, I know I had a baby. I was a little bit disappointed that I wasn't longer in the hospital, because I thought, because all my friends had cesareans and I gave vaginal birth, and normally you're in hospital for 3 days. I was only in hospital for 2 days, and I was a little bit confused by that already. What I'm trying to relate is that we all have this experience of going home then, and you're with your baby, and you even shared that experience obviously much later, that you had this whole thing also moving from one section to the next section in the NICU area, and the like how the beds change and the incubators change and whatever. Again, if you missed it, please go listen to last week's show. But I'm wondering how, because with my son, my firstborn, it was instant love at first sight. He came out of me, they put him on me, and he opened his eyes, and it was bonding from the start. With my daughter, I didn't have that experience. I'm wondering how NICU and having a premature baby affects that bonding experience. And especially if you can't take your baby home immediately. Obviously, even with Ilya, you couldn't even hold him for months. How does that affect the bonding?
For the first time, it was harder because we weren't allowed to touch him. The only connection I had was the breast milk. The more I could pump milk was my connection to Ilya. And when he was big enough and able to be able to feel the touch properly, then we were able to hold him more and more. So with my other two, they were bigger weights. Naftali, like even when they're in that, remember I explained it like in a, I'm sorry to say, a fish tank, because the water comes out. So maybe it's not the right explanation. But even when we were able to open the hole in the incubator, we can still touch them. We have to change their nappies there, even sit them up to feed and burp in there. So there is still, and still take them out to do kangarooing. So, and yeah, so it was just the first stage when Eliyahu was so minute. Then that's where it was harder.
Yeah. And how many weeks was Natalie and Leora born?
They both were 34 weeks.
Okay.
35,
34. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit later. It's still premature in the end. But were the chances, once you've had a baby that was born prematurely? Actually, my husband asked me this question last week and I wasn't sure. I said, I think so, yes. But do your odds, if you've had a baby that was born prematurely, are you at a higher risk for your future pregnancies to have premature babies? Do you know?
I think this is a Ghani question. And I think, this is a Ghani one. I'm afraid to answer.
Were you at a higher risk? You don't have to say it. Everyone, I was wondering, were you at a higher risk?
I was definitely at a higher risk, but that's why the doctors were able to monitor me like hawks. And we were able to get in when we saw the warning signs.
Then as well, I mean, you've spoken at length about your support system that you've had. Also, I mean, now probably going to the hospital, you already know most of those people there. But like, how big a role, like your husband and your family, how big a role did they play through these difficult times?
You know what? Family and friends is what got us through. Meals, knowing that, especially the second time when Naftali was born, knowing that my mother-in-law was there with staying at home with him so that we could come twice a day. And my mom and sister-in-laws and everyone, they came to be with the kids. And then when it came to the third one also, then two were at home. Pass a puppy to her home and with support and meals.
You still got a puppy? I feel like that's like, why?
So the third one, we got the puppy. Literally, there was a trauma that happened, and on the Sunday, we went to a pet shop and magically we found a hypoallergenic dog. And Naftali, who has speech dyspraxia, saw this puppy and he said, I want Rocky Doggy. And with kids who are on the spectrum, or I think any kid, once they have a bee in their bonnet, they want something, you can do whatever you want, you have to get it. And I said, okay, come, let's take him home. Let's bring him home. And he became the best debrief for my husband, for my son. In fact, when we used to run up and down to the hospital, especially from 5 to 7, when it's the feeding time and changing time, at 7 o'clock, you would see a little Naftali with a little puppy Rocky looking out the window, waiting for us to come home. And Naftali would run to me and the puppy would run to us, to my husband. So, yeah.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Again, my guest today is Taryn Davis. She had 3 babies born prematurely in NICU, and it's honestly one of my favorite shows that we've done, Taryn, and I'm so glad that you are part of this and sharing this experience, because I think it, just the way you are, and I mean, all 3 kids are older now, still with their own challenges, but the feeling of hope and resilience that you just like completely put out there is wonderful. And I hope that it also gives parents who are going through something or worried, because sometimes you are at a higher risk to have a premature baby. So you might already be mentally preparing for this situation. And I hope that this brings you hope and strength and the knowledge that, as I always say, life is not meant to be done alone. And even with babies who are born prematurely, especially then you need, but with all parents, it's silly if you don't have a network. And honestly, people want to be part of your life. So if people ask, can I help? Why say no? It's just unnecessary. You do not have to do, and you shouldn't do it alone. I always have the theory of, like, I don't want my parents of my kids to have only my influence, because I'm not that full of myself that I am that great of a person. They need other people's influence as well to balance them out a little bit. Also, if they turn out, I don't even want to know. It's like, whatever. And I'm not happy about something, that I can blame the other people for it. Not me. See, long game. Have long game. On that note, Tara, just now before we went to the ad break, you were sharing also a little bit of the experience of now bringing a baby home, because I was asking you, like, you were mentioning also your husband. And I said that we all have these kind of preconceived ideas of what we're going to be like. And you mentioned the hardness of everything when you get home, that you're nervous because you're unsure of what to do. Please share that a little bit with everyone.
So I just want to just send a little back note is, once the doctors never tell us when we're going to take the baby home. We don't want to give the baby an evil eye, like say, okay, you're going home tomorrow, but you actually, like, and then tomorrow arrives, you know, the hopes are high, but the baby don't go home. So the doctors never tell you. A lot of times I was teaching and the doctor phoned me. She goes, can you please come get your baby? I'm tired of seeing him. Can you take him home now? And I'm like, getting the car, like, what baby's coming home? Code red. Like, yeah. So like, you know, they say your bag must always be packed for the hospital. Well, once the baby can be discharged, it's already, everything's in the car ready to go. Yeah. Say goodbye to one very special thing. I experienced it on our second and third time. If a baby's been in hospital for so long, the nurses walk out of the room with the NNICU and they sing a goodbye, like a traditional song, and they sing and they wave, and like, even now I still get emotional, because you become reliant on these angels. I keep telling my kids, we have angels up in heaven and we have angels on the ground. Those are the doctors and the nurses taking care of us. And we just got to be appreciated to them and show them our utmost gratitude to be here, to get the medical care. And they give the mom support while you're in there. And even afterwards, they even tell us, phone us. There's always somebody awake here neonatal. Phone us. We will help you. Just give us a call.
Yeah. One last thing, Taryn, before you go. Is there, if you had one piece of advice that you can leave parents with, what would that be? What do you wish you had been told before you were in NICU?
No one can see what just happened here. Again, I'm in a hospital and one of the nurses or sisters have come to withdraw money, and she just came to give me a hug. She's starting to cry because I said the utmost gratitude, and she literally came and gave me a hug right here, and she just said, thank you. So...
you made her day now, and small acts of kindness go a long way.
And gratitude.
Yes.
That's not And look, for parents and fathers, I want to end off with this. It's hard. Yes. It's hard to drive up and down to go into any new work. Some moms get 4 months and they're like expired. Like when you're there, go for walks out, clear your head, come back. There's even now in the kitchen, they turned it into like an office for the parents so that they can still work remotely and maybe still keep their maternity leave, and the daddies can still come in between meetings to give them a hug. So just hang in there, guys, just hang in there. You're not alone.
Oh, Taryn, it was a wonderful...
I'm sorry, am I making you cry?
It was such a wonderful talk again, once again, Taryn. So thank you so much for joining me, and good luck. I hope all your kids are at home very soon and healthy and taken care of, but it sounds like you are the right place at the moment, and someone is taking care. So thank you so much for joining me again. Have a wonderful day and good luck on your side. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Have a good fast, and thank you for bringing me on here again. God bless.
No problem. Are you looking to reach an engaged, loyal audience? There is no better place to do it than right here on Chai FM. Our listeners tune in every day for music, conversation, and news they can trust. When you advertise on Chai FM, you are not just buying airtime. You are becoming part of a community that genuinely listens. Whether you are a small business or an established brand, we'd love to have a conversation about how we can work together. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. That's 061-895-1019. Or email us at info@chaifm.com. And we'll reach out to you. Chai FM, part of your day, every day.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And unfortunately, you've missed most of my show, but luckily this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast for you to go listen to on chaifm.com afterwards. We've got such a broad range of different topics we have covered. So please go and listen to it. And today's show was so wonderful. Again, talking to Taryn Davis, mom of 3 NICU babies. It's just a message of hope and kindness and wonderfulness. On that note, before I finish off, I am joined by, as always, by Lizelle Fury, is the Dis-Chem Clinic Manager. Your manager, I hope I said the title right. Hi, Lizelle, how are you?
Good, and you, Yolandi?
Just fine. I closed my notes already on my computer, and you can hear that. On that note, you've also, like last week, you also shared that you yourself went through the NICU experience and the wonderful support that comes with it. Afterwards, though, it is it's a big challenge for parents. And you mentioned, obviously, as always, that the Dis-Chem clinics are wonderful, the nurses in supporting. Is there something special that nurses do with premature babies and that we can be aware of? Or should be aware of.
Obviously, there's a lot of things that come with premature babies. The feeding is different than a full-term baby. Even the care of the baby itself is a little bit different because they're so tiny. Even if they exit the NICU, they are usually smaller than a full-term baby for the same age. So there's a lot of anxiety that goes with that for the mom. You can try and handle it like a full-term baby if you've had one, but you will see there is definitely differences and things like reflux that comes up that might not be with a full-term baby. So there's a lot of things that you might need reassurance on, and sometimes just someone to bounce off ideas. You maybe read that this would help for reflux for a smaller neonate, but then you can go and chat with your nurse at Dis-Chem and they can just give you maybe other ideas that can also work for that. Sometimes it's just nice to talk to someone and just get feedback on if you're on the right path. And I think that's where we come in.
You know, I also think mentally, I now talk out of experience as a sleep consultant with moms who had premature babies, that it's also, there is a little bit of a worry, a additional. I think every mom, we come with a level of worry and concern and things like that. And I think with a mom who's experienced such a long, especially if your baby has been a long time in the hospital, you're always a little bit worried that if you do something, that it's going to trigger something and that it is related to the prematurity. And I mean, obviously already there's guilt feelings that go with that. And I think for the mom herself, I think the support makes a huge difference.
Yes, definitely. And I do encourage moms to come, even if you think you're not coming for the baby to disc him, and maybe just to chat to the nurse about your mental health and what you are going through. Please do that. Don't just sit at home alone and worry about the small things, because there's going to be a million small things to worry about, and even more with a premature baby. So I would really encourage them just to come and sit and chat with us if that's something they need.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I mean, there's always a disc just around in a baby city, just around the corner from you, if you're living in a city.
Yes.
If we just add that, not everyone is lucky like that. Thank you so much again, Nizal. Even just your presence is reassuring. So thank you so much for joining me, as always. Until next week.
Thank you,
it was a wonderful show today. A little bit shorter than usual, but it will be available for you to go listen to as a podcast. Again, this show reiterated the fact that, first of all, life is not meant to be done alone. And I hope that my show also adds to your journey in a positive way. You don't have to take everything I am saying. I am also just a mom. I'm also just a person, and nothing I do is perfect or that you have to do. And that's not the, but take what resonates with you. Please also remember that a small act of kindness can go such a long way. I'm always grateful and in awe of what humans can and the potential of humankind. And this show reminds me that we on a weekly basis. So I'm so grateful for that. So thank you so much for joining me today. And yes, let's all go out there and be kind. Until next week, goodbye.